It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and in this Bible School, at this time, we are studying about the last day and the judgment that will come when Jesus returns. We read about God's judgment coming, and we are sufficiently warned. In Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, we read, "Wherefore thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doth practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckonest thou this, O man, who judgest them that practice such things and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works, to them that by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that worketh evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law shall be judged by the law." So the judgment is coming. Another passage that reminds us of this is 2 Corinthians 5 in verse 10. Here we read, "For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." The story of the judgment that we are considering in this Sunday school lesson is found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. And I'm going to continue with that Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of January 11th, 1925 by E.A. Elam. I'll continue with that in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that, let's continue on with this Sunday school lesson. We read in Elam's notes, "In his judgment, Jesus will separate the obedient from the disobedient. Those who have watched and are ready, or those who have not watched and are not ready. As the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left." Jesus' hearers were familiar with this illustration. We read about it in the old prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 17 through 24. Here is where the prophet said, "And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, the rams and the he-goats. seemeth it a small thing unto you to have fed upon the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk at the clear waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my sheep, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah unto them, Behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because ye thrust with side and with shoulder, and push all the diseased with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Jehovah, will be their God, and my servant David, prince among them. I, Jehovah, have spoken it. Now, like the parable of the 10 virgins and that of the talents, this illustration of sheep and goats has references to Christ's disciples. The goats represents church members who refuse or fail to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, comfort the afflicted, or help the sick. These goats have gotten in among the sheep, but Jesus, the great shepherd, will finally separate the two forever. Numerous other scriptures teach that all who know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus will suffer eternal destruction, 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 8. But this lesson and the preceding one teach that the careless, unfaithful, and disobedient church members will also be condemned and lost. Now there is reward for the righteous. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34 we read, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. After this separation has been made, the king will say what this verse contains to the ones on his right hand. Jesus on his throne is the king. Come ye blessed of my Father. The wise virgins were admitted to the marriage feast. The good and faithful servants were invited into the joys of the Lord and were made rulers over many things. And these were invited to come, blessed of God, into the inheritance of the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. How appropriate is to say to these, Ye blessed of my Father. They had blessed others in differing ways mentioned below, and 'tis more blessed to give than to receive. We read, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. It is stated that God will not forget the work and the love which the disciples of Christ showed toward his name, and that they minister unto the saints. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. What is meant by the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world? In God's purpose and plan of redemption, the works were finished from the foundation of the world, Hebrews 4 and verse 3. God foreknew, before the foundation of the world, that with the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish, even without spot, even the blood of Christ, he would redeem all those who would accept and obey Christ. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 25. If ye call on him as Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of Christ, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of the times for your sake, who, through him, are believers in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Love one another from the heart fervently, and having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower faileth, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word of good tidings which was preached unto you. God had already set this forth in his mind, what he would do. In this way, the kingdom has been prepared for the faithful from the foundation of the world. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36, we read, "For I was hungry, and ye gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." The reason for pronouncing upon the righteous this blessing and extending to them this invitation is because they had done to Jesus the different good deeds specified in this verse. Well, in verse 37 through 39 of Matthew 25, we read, "Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or athirst and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And their humility, modesty, sincerity, and genuine love for the poor, they will ask when they did these things to Jesus. They had not done alms to be seen of men, and they had not done so with a blast of trumpets, and had not left the left hand know what the right hand had done. For they had done all this for love's sake, and knew they had done nothing but their duty. When they have done all things that are commanded them, and are true and faithful disciples of Christ, will say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do." Luke 17 and verse 10. And then we read in Matthew 25:40, "The king will answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it under one of these my brethren, even the least, ye did it unto me." The practical and vital point of this lesson is the king's reply to the above question. "Verily I say unto you, when ye did it unto one of these my brethren, even the least, ye did it unto me." The least means the humblest, the poorest, the most ignorant, the most needy, the unfortunate ones who lack social standing and whom the world despises. It is not difficult to help those who turn and help us, but the Spirit of Christ is to help those who cannot help us, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to lodge the strangers, to administer the sick. And so when thou makest a dinner or supper, and call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest haply they bid thee again, and a recompense be made to thee. For when thou makest a feast, bid the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, because they have not wherewith.